November, the FDA issued an emergency use authorization, or an EUA, for monoclonal antibody therapy to treat COVID-19. And in the first two episodes of this series, we've talked about the details around this treatment and its distribution. In this episode, we'll continue our discussions on distribution. Welcome to Modern Practice. I'm your host, Dr. Tom Villanueva. Today, we have a great panel. Joining us are Azra Balim, Stacey Lauderdale, and Steve Ruttner. So let's get right to it. Stacey, are there any best practices emerging in how to identify and administer these therapies to the right patients?
I think if you look at the clinical trials that have been conducted, it does help point us in the right direction of who may glean the most benefit from these therapies. In the Lilly trial, we saw it was those that were age 65 and older, and or those that had a BMI of greater than 35. In the Regeneron trial, it appeared to be those patients who were antibody negative at baseline that derive the most benefit from these therapies. We also have a lot of observational cohorts that have been published that, again, look at individuals who have the greatest risk of progressing to COVID-19 complications or death or hospitalization. And based on these studies, we know that age is probably the single greatest risk factor of experiencing COVID-19 related complications.
Steve?
That's a great question, Tom. You know, it's what's slowly emerging is that our hospitals become more comfortable with the process and the logistics of the outpatient administration of these drugs. I think we, as Vizient, are going to see more and more examples of best practices that we can then share with our other members that are going to turn to us for help.
How about you, Azra? What's your perspective in reference to best practice?
Well, some of the best practices that we have heard from our members are that first and foremost, that they have a proper process for identifying the patients up front that are eligible or would qualify for these monoclonal antibodies. So they developed a process for screening those patients. Right now, their original process only contained diagnosing a patient with COVID or not, and then making a determination if they needed to be hospitalized. So what they needed to do was add into their protocol or into their algorithm that when they had someone who came up with COVID-19 positive, that they had a protocol in place to identify, did they fall into the criteria of being able to utilize a monoclonal antibody? The second part from a best practice perspective is once they identified a patient who did meet that criteria, what was the most efficient way to get that patient that monoclonal antibody treatment? In most cases, it was for them to have a site that was on site for them that they could refer the patient to and immediately start treatment. But in some other cases, it may be that they needed to partner with another local provider who specialized in that area, and the patient could then go there for the subsequent treatment and follow-up.
So let me give you an example that actually happened to me. About a month ago, I had an HIV patient that I thought would be an excellent candidate for monoclonal therapy. But that patient unfortunately struggled with access to therapy. Is this still something that's going on around the country?
So yes, this is actually one of the challenges that we are trying to overcome here and work with HHS on as well, because we've recognized that this challenge is existing throughout the country. I mentioned earlier that first and foremost, we still have a lot of providers who are not even aware of the emergency use authorization on these monoclonal antibodies and how to use them appropriately for their patients. The other item that we were able to identify is that even if the clinicians did have an awareness of it, most administrations in hospitals did not have a protocol in place or an operations management policy on what to do for those patients when they were identified. And so unfortunately, what we're seeing is that across the country, many patients who would have qualified for monoclonal antibodies are simply either being triaged on the fact of, do they need hospital care? Yes or no. And if they don't, then they're just being sent home. So this is really a great education point for all of us to raise more awareness for in our healthcare systems and also in our community providers. In today's environment, there are many ways a patient could get tested for their COVID-19. They could get tested at a retail pharmacy site, at a mass testing center in their city, or by their primary care physician, or by a hospital. And so we need to make sure that we're raising awareness throughout the community at all of those sites where a patient could potentially be tested on how to triage a patient if they test positive and they qualify for a monoclonal antibody treatment.
Steve, what's your perspective?
Tom, one of the things that I think we can communicate out to people that need some additional assistance is that there are resources out there if there is an access problem one of the solutions that a provider, or for that matter, even a patient could do, is go on to www.phepaulhelenethanphe.gov. There's an interactive map where providers or potential patients can see where there actually has been drug delivered to see if it's actually geographically near to them. If they don't feel comfortable going on to that particular interactive map, again, you can always email ASPR stakeholder@hhs.gov and ask if there can be some assistance given with where they could find some product. There are resources out there through HHS in which a patient or a provider, or basically anybody that has access to the internet, can find out where there actually is product. Remember, there's plenty of product out there. Only 20% of the allocated product is being utilized. We want these patients, if they fall into the proper category, to receive this infusion if their physician feels it's appropriate.
What's the guidance for vaccination for patients who have actually had monoclonal therapy?
There is no evidence to dictate if a person has received maybe a first dose of the vaccine and then they develop COVID-19, when should they receive or can they receive a monoclonal antibody? According to Janet Woodcock from the FDA, she believes that the best advice right now is if you received a dose of a vaccine that you should wait at least 2 days until receiving a dose of a monoclonal antibody.
So is there any best practice for post-infusion management?
So as we discussed earlier, there is a risk for anaphylactic reactions with these monoclonal antibody infusions. So really, regardless of where this is infused, whether it be in an outpatient clinic or maybe at home, you do need to have resources to be able to manage an anaphylactic reaction if it were to occur. But right now, the guidance is that every patient should be monitored for an hour post-infusion to make sure that they don't experience an anaphylactic reaction.
Ezra, Stacy, and Steve, we've reached the end of this episode, and it's been great having you on board. We appreciate your insights. And to our listeners, please join us for other Modern Practice podcasts on the Vizient Medical Leadership Channel. Subscribe today, like us, and send us your comments. And please listen and subscribe to SG2 Perspectives, the podcast of the latest in healthcare strategy. I'm Dr. Tom Villanueva. Thanks so much for listening.